Our guest in the cafe this morning is Mark Hazlett, the news director and Morning Edition host at KETR. Good morning.
Good morning, Dr. Dempsey, and thank you for having me on.
Well, it's a little unusual that we have one of our own.
Yes, and I hope that it isn't too redundant for our listeners, but Caitlin Barbie is hosting Morning Edition today, so you only hear me in this particular spot this morning.
Now, we have arrived at Thanksgiving week.
Indeed.
And you wanted to talk about something called the Great Thanksgiving Listen. So tell me what it's about.
Yes. Well, there is a national audio history project called StoryCorps, and it started in 2003. And many of our Morning Edition listeners might be familiar with StoryCorps because it airs during Morning Edition. It comes on every Friday at 7:20. And when I say oral history, we're talking in this case about personal history. We're not talking about societal or social history. We're talking about stories of people's lives. Anyway, the Great Thanksgiving Listen is an effort by StoryCorps to get as many interviews as possible submitted to them on Thanksgiving. They figured it was a natural thing to do with generations being together under the same roof on Thanksgiving Day. So they're encouraging people to go to their website or use their mobile app, record an interview with a loved one, and upload it so it can be part of the StoryCorps archives.
And in so many cases, you do have all generations coming together on Thanksgiving Day. It may be great-grandmother, great-grandfather, and all the way down to infants, and what better opportunity.
And John Mark, one of the reasons why I suggested the somewhat unusual practice of having a KETR staff on as a guest in the cafe is because I wanted to get the word out about this because, you know, I'm sure all of us have loved ones who have passed on, and we really wish that we had a recording of their voice.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's so many of us that I know that we would just give anything if we had a recording of our grandmother or grandfather or a great uncle. And it was my hope that we could get people out there to take the initiative to make a recording of some of their loved ones on this Thanksgiving Day this year. Just the simple act of pulling out your cell phone. Just about all cell phones have a very simple audio recording application in them these days. Make a recording of you and your loved one talking about something, some shared history, some funny story, or some sad story.
We're talking with Mark Hazlett, and Mark is the news director and Morning Edition host at KETR, and we're talking about a project called The Great Thanksgiving Listen. And part of this, then, is that people will submit these interviews to StoryCorps.me, and they'll be shared around the world. They might also, locally and here in the KETR listening area, send them to you.
Sure. If you submit something to StoryCorps, just give us a heads up. Send us a note at news@KETR.org and let us know to keep an eye out for your submission. And even if it doesn't make it on NPR News during Morning Edition, because, of course, not every single interview that StoryCorps archives is broadcast during Morning Edition. They kind of select particular ones, obviously. We could certainly air it during the news here at KETR, and we'd be happy to do so. I don't know that they've ever stopped here. You know, as we all know, living here, it's both a blessing and a curse being so close to Dallas. It's nice for us because we can go down there and be down there in an hour's time. But on the other hand, we are not a regional hub here, so people usually will just roll on through to Dallas with it, something like that.
Now, you said you intend to do this with your own mom over the holidays?
That's right. My mom is 80 years old. She lives in Fort Worth, and I'm going to be going there for Thanksgiving. Actually, we're going to be at my sister's house in Arlington, but I'm going to go and get my mom because my sister has a big family, and it's easier for me to be the taxi service. So I'm going to record some stuff about, I hope to get her talking about her childhood in Oak Cliff or maybe her high school years in Grand Prairie, if she doesn't mind thinking about high school again. And I'm really looking forward to seeing what she has to say. And she's 80 years old. I know she's not going to be around forever. And I know that when I'm her age, hoping that I make it that far, I'll be really happy to have that recording.
Okay, the project is called The Great Thanksgiving Listen. And you can look that up online. We'll make a link to it on our podcast for the program. Also, StoryCorps.me is another place you can go for information on this. So we'll see what happens over the holidays. please.
Dr. Dempsey, I sure appreciate you having me on this morning. The website is storycorps.me, and it's StoryCorps, C-O-R-P-S, like Marine Corps. And if you have a mobile device, just search for the StoryCorps app. It's free, and you can download it and use that to submit your recording.
Mark, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us this morning.
Sure appreciate it.
Good, and it's Mark Hazlett with KETR, the news director and Morning Edition host here, and you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETR.